Frank Hampster is not your average comedian. An abuse survivor and testifier at the Royal Commission into the Catholic Church, Frank's shows are personal and raw. His first show, Cardinal Stins, told his personal story of growing up in Ballarat amongst some of the Catholic Church's most notorious abusers. In his new show, The Cardinal Sins Again, which will premiere at the Melbourne Comedy Festival this week, Frank will tell more revealing tales from the Commission and their attempts to force Cardinal George Pell back to Australia. The wise Leah Blankendale caught up with Frank at the Adelaide Fringe Festival ahead of his Melbourne Comedy Festival performances. And a warning, listeners are advised that the following content contains strong language and adult themes.
When I was 12, I thought I knew how to tell. Because in Wenderee Village, which is a big shopping centre in Ballarat, there was a shop called Abraham's Playwell. And they had a sign up one day, special $5 only pedometers. My 12-year-old brain read, pedo meter.
Look at it this way. It's like what Oscar Wilde said. If you want to tell people the truth, you'd better make them laugh, otherwise they're going to want to kill you. So I set it up that this is going to be a funny show, and it's a show about social change and social justice and things like that. It's not a show about pedophile jokes. You know, you can go to any open mic room in Australia and hear thousands of those done quite poorly. My show's about highlighting the hypocrisy of the church's actions in the past, the present, and possibly the future.
I bought this device home, and I read how it works, and I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck, and I read this, oh, yeah, put on my shoe right here, fuck, and I was going to count the pedophiles, fucking, yeah, good. And I walked to school, and I showed my best mate, Chris, and I said, oh, Chris, I think this fucking pedometer's broken, mate. And he's like, man, why? Why is it broken? According to this, there's over 9,500 pedophiles in this town. I thought there were only 12. Of course, it's not pedo, mate.
So yours is obviously a subject that is a personal subject and one that you worked through. Where did you decide to start making it into comedy?
I've been making jokes about this since I was 12. That's how I dealt with it. Now, I used to be beaten black and blue by the Christian Brothers simply because I was highlighting, even back as early as 1984, that all they seemed to be interested in was having sex with children. Because the first time I was abused was in 1984, and it was the day before my brother's funeral, by the priest that buried my brother. And my only way of dealing with it, rationalising it as a child, was to make jokes about it.
I did read that the church has had some, like, I guess, lashback about what you're saying and has tried to censor some of that. Is that right?
Well, what originally occurred, last March 2016 wanted to write a show where I pillory George Pell for an hour, and I was told both by the Royal Commission lawyers and George Pell's lawyers that they will try to stop me from doing that simply because his guilt and innocence on what he has said to the Commission is still being decided, and I don't want to upset the judicial process, and I don't want to ever mention anything that is sub judice. So I just rewrote the show into what it was like being me. And the humour writes itself, because I'm basing a lot of the jokes on some of the things that the church and members of the church have already said.
But I think, like, when he gave me my first beating, I probably deserved it, because he asked me to write about one of the mysteries of Christ. And I wrote this essay, Christ Navel.
I find that really interesting that you say that the humour writes itself, because I think that most people who looked at this situation would only see horror, and I think it's a particular type of brain or a particular type of person who can look at that and work through it with humour. It's a real skill.
Well, my brain thinks sideways, and look, being ex-army, I do see a psychiatrist because I've got post-traumatic stress disorder, and my psychiatrist says to me that I'm a paradoxical thinker, okay, which means that I see things from both angles and above. It's like when I look at the possibilities, I see both. And
blasphemy, right? Had me up in front of the class, and I've got my hands out there, and he delivers the first blow like he's Dennis Lilly, fucking bang, right? And on my right hand, and my eyes filled up with water, and I thought, oh, fuck, that really hurt, but I'm not going to cry, because I'm a big, tough 14-year-old, right? Which I wasn't, I was just pretending. And when he came in for the second blow, I did that, and he missed, and everyone laughed, and I thought, comedy rocks.
The wise Leah Blankendale speaking to comedian Frank Hampster.